We are live. Hey, we're live, and we did a big crazy thing. So we're live. Hey, good morning, 5 a.m. Master Scrum. I am Greg Master Scrum Master and Agile Coach. Today, I want to talk about the difference between being a group versus a team. I kind of hinted at it before, where the dreaded team won. But I was reading the article the other day, and it really made me think about a group of people versus a team of people, and there is a difference. I think a lot of this stuff gets masked up, so I want to talk about that a little bit today on Friday. And we're doing Fortune Cookie Friday, yay! So we're going to figure out some Fortune Cookie stuff and see what the Agile Accountants have for a store for us today. We're trying to keep it a brief session. Got a lot of things I got to do today. It's about 7:34, so we're like 2 hours later than normal, but I don't know what normal is anymore. Though I just realized it is June. Who knows? Who knew that, right? This is our 637th episode. And again, we have podcasts up. I'm putting them out. Some of our backlog of history of our show. So we have lots of podcasts out there. And I'm just trying to catch it back up to where we are today. Sooner or later, I'll get there. We have so many shows. Probably won't be until the end of the year. But we'll see. Anyway. 5 a.m. Master Scrum Show. I am Greg, Master Scrum Master and Agile Coach, like I said before. And what are we doing here? We talk about Agile and Scrum in a practical and tactical way so you can bring value to your customer, not work crazy weekends and hours because the summer's here. Well, summer here in the Northern Hemisphere and the Southern Hemisphere is probably winter. It is winter. But we want you to get home to family and friends so you can have fun, enjoy their time, and mingle, right? So, and having that, and I have a snoring dog over here. Really, Betty? She's like, what? She woke up. She's a big storm monster. Anyway, so that's what we're here for today in the show. So, group of people versus a team. And it really dawned on me, I was listening to an audio about how a group of people do one thing in a team. And I see a lot of organizations think they have teams, quote, team. We have a team. We have a team. We have a team. We have a team. But really, it's just a group of individuals that have nothing to do with each other. And it's really not a team. It's really not taking advantage of the Scrum methodology because the Scrum methodology is a group of people solving complex problems together. We're a group of people, and this is what I see a lot of times, and when they build up stories, and this is more of the advanced version of Scrum, right? We're trying to get you to the advanced version. A group of people is baby Scrum, proto Scrum, beginning Scrum, group of people. A team of people is more advanced Scrum. Okay. So if you have a group of people, you're doing baby Scrum. A team of people, you do more advanced Scrum. And that's what you really want in the goal of an organization, as a company, as a team. Why do I say this? So a group of people, maybe there's stories in the backlog, and each person on a team has a different story. So they never work together. So it's really just a group of people. Do they work together on solving the problem, give ideas on how to solve a problem? Then maybe you're closer to a team. Or is one person doing one aspect of the job, the story, and the other person's doing another aspect and they're working together? That's closer to a team, okay? So if you have one person, one story in the sprint, then you are a group of group. If you got people doing totally different things and one person's working in one system and another person's working in another system and you just put them all on the same, quote, team, you're really a group of people. Because unless they're working together, they're not a team, right? So the big difference between a group of people is a bunch of individuals by paper are working together, but they're not really working together. They're on paper, they are in the same group or team. A team is where you have a group of people that are actually working on the same product to get the answer out in a quicker path. They're working together to solve a complex problem. They ask each other questions. They ask each other for help. They're willing to help each other. And they look at the overall team structure, like on the burn down chart. They would look at the burn down chart looking for progress for each other. They are self-organizing. They are self-correcting. That's a team, right? And I don't think people get that. A lot of times in the corporate world, people say, well, let's put a team together. But everyone on the team does totally different things. And there's really no reason for them to even have a daily scrum because they don't interact with each other during the whole process. So that's a group of people. It's not a team. It's definitely not a scrum team, right? It's a scrum. You can take scrum and put it on anything. Caveat out there. You can put scrum and put it on anything. Doesn't mean you're a team, right? And I think people don't get that. They say, well, I'm agile now because we have a scrum team, a quote scrum team. Well, no, you're not agile. You're just a bunch of people, bunch of individuals classified in the same group or team, quote, air quote, air quote. I'm doing air quotes for podcasters, air quote team. But you're really just a group of people, a group of individuals that really have nothing to do with each other. So when you get a lot of questions, why do we do daily scrum? Because I don't need to really talk to anybody. Why do we do sprint planning? All my work's my work and it's no one else's work. Why do we do, retrospectives or reviews? Because I work in one computer system and the other people work in another computer system. We never work together. That's not a team, right? And when I hear, why do database and they do front end? Well, that can be a team if you talk, right? And the group, the leaders of that group have to get them to talk to each other and work together team. Because I'm going to tell you right now, I've seen a lot of teams where the database and front end weren't working together. And I'm like, you guys know you can work together on this product and come up with a better solution. And they're like, we can. I didn't think we could do that. And they usually come up with a better solution. Like I would have the front end people try to do some complicated formulas in the front end. And I'm like, the database person can probably do that for you and render it quicker. And you just grab the data and it makes it faster. And plus we know the formulas and we can test that easier maybe than on the front end. Oh, well, that would make my job a lot easier. Voila, that's a team, right? So I just want to stress that to you. There is a difference between a group and a team. And just because you have Scrum, which we can put on anything, doesn't mean you are a Scrum team. You may be a Scrum, maybe I should put a Scrum group versus Scrum team. Maybe I should write a book on groups versus teams. But it's just, I just want to bring that caveat for knowledge for everyone that a group is like a baby team, baby Scrum team, baby babies, baby boos, baby Scrum team. Beginning Scrum team, that's a group of people who really don't talk to each other and don't understand why you do daily scrums. When you get that question, it tells you you're a group and you're not a team. And you, as a Scrum Master and Agile Coach, need to work on getting to the point where you're a team. It's hard because there's a lot of stovepipes out there, a lot of past stuff. So that's what I had on the group of team. I hope that helped people understand some things and see where they really are on their Scrum journey. And again, if you become a Scrum team, a real team, not a group, your value increase for the customer will be amazing. Anyway, all right, Fortune Cookie Friday, Fortune Cookie Friday, yay! Of course, her eyes are looking at me now because I have a cookie. She's like, food? There's food? See, there's food. Look at that. I know she's way, way down. I hear the bag opening. I know that means human food. All right, so we have the Fortune Cookie Friday. This is where the Agile Accountants seal something in this fortune cookie, a little piece of paper, gives us instructions that we have to interpret to what applies to Agile and Scrum. So with that, I'm going to open the fortune cookie, see what the Agile Accountants have to say. We will apply it to the show. We'll talk it to the Agile and Scrum. Who knows? Because I have no idea what's in this fortune cookie. All right, fortune cookie. What is a long one? Oh, I love this one. Not having a goal is more to be feared than not reaching one. Oh, wow, that's interesting. Not having a goal is more to be feared than not reaching one. Oh, that's interesting. So we go not having a goal, which I agree. You want like goals in life, objectives, OKRs. We talk about that. Short goals, long goals is to be more feared. Is not having a goal is more to be feared than not reaching one. So Some people don't write goals because they're afraid to that they'll never reach them, so they're never going to write them down, right? They're not going to do it. So the same idea in business, they make these goals. They're terrible goals. Oh, okay, that's a different subject. Different goals. You have to have a goal, and you have to break that fear barrier to establish a goal. People are scared. If I had a goal, I have to live up to it. That's what I'm going to pray for. But the problem is, not having that goal will never allow you to achieve bigger and better things. You may not meet it 100%, but the journey to get to that goal is more valuable than actually having a goal. So I would say, like, if you're doing automation, we don't want to put a goal for automation because we'll never make automation. We'll never get 100% automation. So we're not going to put a goal in our system for automation because we're never going to make it. We're not going to have 100%, air quote, 100% automation. However, you should make it a goal. If you don't have automation in your system, that should be your goal for this year. Before the end of 2021, there is not one company in this entire world that should not have automation in their testing by the end of 2020. And if you can't do it, you need to quit. Okay? I mean, you got to have that goal, because you'll never get there. And you're going to spend so much money, and all these companies that have automation are going to wipe you off the planet because they're not spending as much money to deliver good value to the customer. So there, I said it. Not having a goal is more to be feared than not reaching one. So if you need help, call me or text me. I'll help you with some goals. We'll talk about what goal is. But you need to have a goal because you need to go on that journey of growth to get there. And if you don't have that goal, you're never going to participate in that journey of growth. Sorry. Anyway, that's what we have for today, Friday. I guess that was a downer, Dan, but I like having a goal. But we should have goals. Goal Friday, something. Give us a thumbs up if you like the show. Ring the bell if you want to get a notification when we go live. And again, is your team a group and a baby scrum team? Or is it a real team that is a real performing team? And that's a big difference between a group and a team. You got to look what their words, the language they're talking about, and how they operate. A bunch of individuals is a group. It's not a team. And then have a goal. A goal will help you get on that growth journey to become more than what you are today. So that's what we have for today. I want to wish you all the best today. Happy Friday. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your weekend. And we will see you tomorrow. Take care. Bye.